Douglas Anninger was a modernist rhetorician. He taught in many universities ever, such as University of Florida, Western Reserve University, University of Virginia, and so on. He once served as a debate coach for the University of Florida and made respectable teams. His saying about rhetoric is, "Rhetoric is that discipline which studies all of the ways in which men may influence each other's thinking and behavior through the strategic use of symbols." I think, hearing author's point, rhetoric is a kind of tool that people employ to achieve their purposes through the process of communication or conveying ideas unilaterally. Moreover, the strategic somehow is equivalent to intentional and calculating. In other words, rhetoric is purposely used by people to come to a variety of effects which will bring them the results they want by influencing others' thoughts and behaviors. Rhetoric helps people to reveal something to or prevent something from their audience. By these processes, people influence others' thoughts and behaviors in ways they prefer. Different ways to express the same thing comes out different effects. This is what rhetoric stands for. The strategic use of symbols is exactly the different way to express the same thing with designed words. And if it's in the condition of public speaking, purposeful manners and intentional tone are plus factors. A good public speaker, I think, is usually a rhetorician who selects words. In the case of public speaking, he or she not only selects words but manners and tones. Good public speakers use different symbols strategically to deal with different kinds of occasions, and by doing that, they manipulate their audience's emotions and thoughts to react in a way they expect. For example, the American President-elect Obama is a good public speaker. In his speeches, the words he uses, the tone he employs, and the manners he equips with strategically create a kind of atmosphere in his followers, and I think that is the power of rhetoric.